A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Shavuos Daf Gimel, Shavuos 3a, pagination is 5. We'll start on the facing page, one line up. The Gemara is referencing the opening words of our Mishnah, which were Shavuos Shtayim Shehin Arba, cases of oaths, that the person made an oath, which ends up not being fulfilled or is untrue. So it's Shtayim Shehin Arba. It starts off as two cases, which are really written in the Torah, and it becomes four. The two that are written in the Torah is Lahara O Lehetiv. In the future tense, you're going to do good or you're going to do bad. You're going to fulfill the commitment to eat, let's say, or not to eat. Eating assumed to be the good, and not eating assuming to be the deprivation. And Shehein Arba, they become four, because not only is this true in the future tense, when he makes a commitment, he has to fulfill the commitment. If he didn't, that's the violation that we were discussing, but it's true in the past tense as well. If he's saying, I did eat, or I did not eat, and it turns out to be a lie. Our Gemara asks, Michti, let's look into this. Tana mi makos solik. We're coming from Maseches Makos, which was about punishment from Bezdin and lashes and violations that are subject to lashes. Maishna detani Shavuos. Why is Shavuos the next Masechta in this order? And the Gemara answers, Mishum detani chayev ala rosh tayim v'achas mikan v'achas mikan. Because at the end of Maseches Makos, we were talking about a person who takes a haircut or gives himself a haircut in a way that he violates the peyos. He rounds the head instead of leaving the sideburns. So that's two violations of rounding the head, one on this side and one on that side, the right side and the left side. Va'al hazaken, and similarly on the beard, not to use a razor, shtayim mikan u'shtayim mikan. It's one prohibition, but it ends up being two on this side and two on this side. It grows out intellectually. It's coming out to become more violations than was originally stated, v'achas malmata, as well as one on the bottom. Chodo de mechayiv alotarti, it's one original prohibition, but it ends up being two, because they're two sides. Tana Shavuos shtayim shehin arba, so therefore Shavuos intellectually was similar, because it starts off as two, and it becomes, with an outgrowth, it becomes four. Let's try to do the comparison methodically. When we have the prohibition regarding the head, it's not to cut the peyos, the sideburns. That, by the way, as we made a distinction in Shulchan Aruch, is even with a scissors. Whereas the zaken, the beard, is really with a razor. The discussion is that if you have scissors that act like a razor, what would the rule be? How does the electric shaver work? Is that simply regarded as a scissors, just with a close cut? Or is it actually crossing the line and becoming like a razor? But be that as it may, whatever distinctions there may be between the head violation and the beard violation, but in both cases, it's Shehein Arba, so to speak. It becomes more than the original prohibition. Original prohibition was don't cut the head in a way of hakafa, of rounding it. And it ends up that produces a violation on the right side and the left side. The sideburn on the right, the sideburn on the left. Likewise, with the zakein, with the beard, it's a violation not to use a sa'ar, not to use a razor, but it ends up becoming from that one prohibition on this side and on that side, also on the bottom. But it's an expanding type of iser. That, the Gemara is saying, is similar to what we're being presented with in our Masechta as the opening statement. By Shavuos, by oaths, there's Lahaba in the future, and then we add Lishaavar in the past. And similarly, like Shabbos, which was the second line of the Mishnah, there's Hotza'ah, there's taking something out of the private domain, whether you're standing inside or you're standing outside, that's the shtayim, but it's taking it out. And that was the way they gave the donations to the Mishkan, which Moshe told them they should no longer do. They should stop. It's Shabbos. Don't do it. And we're adding hachnasa if someone were to bring something in from the public domain, whether they're standing inside or outside. And that's why it's Shehein Arba. It becomes four cases. So this is the presentation of the Gemara as to why Shavuos was positioned after Makos, because the style, the structure that the Tana was going to use is similar. It's an expanding topic. It starts with one thing, expands to more. Tosfos over here, top of Gimel Amud Aleph, makes a very brief comment which we would like to explore. Tosfos says, Nira, it appears, Demashchis v'nishchas shneim chayovim, that in the case of a beard, which is the case of ashchasa, destruction, using a sa'ar, a razor, as opposed to the discussion regarding the peyos, the sideburns, which is hakofa, rounding it even with a scissors, just to understand the terminology, k'mo b'hakofas harosh, just like by the peyos, by the sideburns. Again, what is Tosfos saying? Mashchis v'nishchas. Just like we have the word mazik and nizik. The person who's doing the damage, the person who's receiving the damage. So we have mashchis, the person who's doing the destruction on the hairs of the beard. And the nishchas, the person who's receiving the destruction on the hairs of the beard, says Tosfos, shneihem chayovim. They're both in violation. One might think they sit down by the barber and they could say, the barber did it. What do you want from me? Whether the barber is a Jew or a non-Jew. We have an interesting situation here, an interesting dynamic. I didn't do it myself. Says Tosfos, we know Echad HaMakif ve'Echad HaNikif from a different Gemara, that by the sideburns, by the peyos, it makes no difference if you're the one who does it or you're the one who got it received. Both of them are a prohibition. We have to discuss whether he would get malchus if he does nothing. It could be only if it's his misayeya. He has to assist in order to get malchus. But either way, he's going to get an isser. It is prohibited. Similarly, Tosfos says, just like we know that's the rule, by the head rounding, meaning the sideburns, so too Tosfos says, it seems to me, in his assessment of this discussion, that it applies as well to the rules of the razor on the beard, that a person cannot claim the barber did it, but by allowing it to be done to him, he's going to be in violation. And so Tosfos says, I'm estimating about 15 lines down, Va'osur liYisrael lahaniach lenachri lahakif rosho ulahashchis zakano, and therefore it's indeed prohibited for a Jew to allow the non-Jew to round his head, meaning to cut the sideburns, or to destroy the hair on his beard, which is the razor type of case. The Rambam indeed brings this specifically in Hilchas Avodas Kochavim, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam writes, Ish HaMiskaleach, a person who's receiving the haircut that cuts the sideburns, Ein Aloke, he's not going to actually get Malkus for what happened, Elim Kein Siyah LeMigaleach, unless he helped the person who did the cutting. If someone would put his head in a vise and do the cutting, so he didn't assist, he may have consented, so it's going to be a violation, but without Malkus. If he helped, it would be Malkus too. But a violation, it will be. In Halacha Zayin, on the topic of razor on the beard, the Rambam once again writes that style of approach. Ein hamiskaleach loke ad sheyisayeya. The person who's receiving this razor shave is not going to get Malkus unless he helped. Meaning, it's a violation, even if someone else did it, but you're not going to get Malkus unless you helped. Interestingly, in Shulchan Aruch Yerideya Kuf Pei Aleph, Halacha Dalid, the Mechaber brings this halacha regarding the peyos, regarding the rounding of the head. Gam hanikev chayev, the person receiving the haircut, is going to be chayev malchus. Im siya bedavar shemata atzma elav lahakifo, that he moves his head in a way that assists in the haircut. Avali sura ika, but a prohibition will be afapisha lo siya, even if he did not help. Lefikach aser lios nikaf, a person is not allowed to be the person receiving such a haircut, afilu ayidei ovid kochavim, even if a non-Jew is doing it. So the Mechaber is quite explicit that you're not allowed to get such a haircut, and you cannot claim the barber did it if it was done with your consent. If you helped, it could even be Malkus. If you didn't help, but it was just your consent, it's aser, it is forbidden. Interestingly, though, when it comes to hashchosas pa'as hazokein, the razor on the beard here, the Mechaber does not explicitly say this concept which Tosfos introduced, but it would seem that by not arguing on it and the fact that the Rambam does bring it, and Tosfos' position is that it is applicable, it would seem that the Mechaber was simply relying on what he wrote in Sif Dalid by Hakafa, and that concept should be applied by Hashchasa as well. And even though it wasn't explicitly written in Shulchan Aruch, it would seem that the default position after Tosfos and the Rambam, unless someone specifically argues on it, that the default position is that receiving such a razor shave would also be prohibited. Again, the distinction, if he helped, it could even be Malkus. If he didn't help, it would simply be an Isser. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.